This is KCUR 89.3. There's a new piece in the sculpture garden at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, but it's not a sculpture. It's a smartphone app that plays music inspired by the artwork on the lawn. KCUR contributor Libby Hansen has the story.
It's Sunday afternoon on the Nelson lawn. Picnickers, frisbee players, mini golfers, and walkers are out for a fun day. Christina Butera is a composer. She has spent a lot of time on this lawn.
I lived really close to the Nelson at the time.
She teaches at Spelman College in Atlanta, Georgia, but she earned her doctoral degree in composition at the UMKC Conservatory.
And I'd walk by the sculpture park every day, so it was always, you know, on my mind, in my field of vision, and it made a lot of sense. It's, you know, a staple of Kansas City, so it was a great place to start off this idea.
Her idea, which became her doctoral dissertation, was to compose music based on the sculptures and create an app. There aren't that many permanent, publicly accessible sonic art installations in Kansas City. Installations require hardware, wiring, and permissions to install and maintain. None of that matters with an app.
The idea was to make it really accessible, really affordable, and really sustainable.
Listeners can choose their own path.
It's really simple. You just open it up, and there's a little paragraph that tells you about what the experience is, what the app is, and then you just hit start. It'll tell you your GPS location. It'll tell you the sculpture that you're near and the piece that's playing, and that's about it.
There's no defined order, no structured route. The piece is a continuous audio experience, looping if you stay in one zone longer or melding from one zone to the next as you move around the lawn. If you return to a zone, the app remembers where you left off and picks up there again. That means that every user ends up with a unique experience.
It's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure. It did create sort of a structural puzzle. I had to make sure that each location, you know, whatever piece was happening there could transition in a number of ways, depending on which direction the person goes.
The piece is laying new ground for sonic art, which often requires elaborate setups. The work is in 7 parts, each for a different solo instrument or voice and electronics. Butera also incorporated recordings from the lawn of bird sounds and children playing.
With the interactive electronics, I can pull out pieces of the instrument's timbre and expand them in sort of a fantastical way that's not possible with just an acoustic instrument. So it gave me ultimate control over choosing the sound world for each sculpture.
Though the piece doesn't include every sculpture in the garden, it does cover the whole area. Butera was especially inspired by the shuttlecocks.
The shuttlecocks, there's a lot there. They represent recreation in the sculptures themselves and the way they're placed across the lawn. And I wanted to include the idea of, you know, being at the sculpture park and on a weekend afternoon and having a good time. So those pieces actually aren't just about the shuttlecocks, but about being in that big front lawn of the Nelson. So I took into account also the architecture of the main museum building and the block building, the way the block building kind of glows. So light plays a big role in these pieces as well. One of the pieces for the shuttlecocks, Lightning Bugs in the Garden, that is my homage to being in that lawn at dusk when all of the lightning bugs come out. It's really magical.
When our phones command too much of our attention, it's good to plug into something designed to enhance an experience with nature and art. Reporting for KCUR 89.3, I'm Libby Hansen.
Christina Butera's app is called Sweet for the Passers-By. It's available for Androids and iPhones.